This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. We've been talking all things black and gold as they get ready for a trip out to L.A. to face the Rams. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak was out at the facility today, soaking in a practice and getting to talk to head coach Kellen Moore, as well as rookie QB Tyler Shuck getting his first start. Jeff, how you doing, man? How's your day going?
I'm doing good. It's cold out there.
No, it's not cold.
I don't know what to do about it. It's windy. What's happening?
Yeah, windy, cold front here, sweater weather,
we all got our long sleeves on.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Jeff, boy, it's a big point spread. I think that would shock the NFL right now if we could pull off an upset at SoFi, considering it seems like, you know what I found, like a tidbit, Jeff, I was looking up, like history, Saints, Rams. When the Rams played in Anaheim, we won like 8 straight games in Anaheim. Well, right now we would take just one win at SoFi, right?
Yeah, I know. It has not been a pretty picture when they've gone out there, and unfortunately, we've been out there quite a bit.
And your favorite stadium, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not here to trash SoFi Stadium, although I have opinions. No, it just has not been a fun place to be. Every time we go out there, it seems like the Saints are just leaving disappointed in something. It's going to be Tyler Shuck's debut. This couldn't, Kellen kind of joked about it, like. This idea that, they had a date circled that they were going to start Tyler for the first time. Like, this couldn't have been it. Even if there was one, this wouldn't have been it. But this is where you're going to go. You're going to have 2 road games in a row to start his career. And I don't know. We'll see. Maybe that helps him settle in. It's not exactly the most intimidating road environment you'll ever see. It's just going to be a question of, can he operate? Can he play well? And the good news is there won't be a ton of pressure because everyone's expecting to get blown out anyway. So,
just go play, wing it.
Exactly.
The pressure's on the Rams. They're trying to keep pace in the NFC and, with their record. But the one thing about Tyler Shuck, I think a challenge, you better have that clock in his head, like 1,000, because you might have to get rid of the ball quicker than you'd like to. You better know where your outlets are. I mean, you look at their defensive line, not Chase Young, but Byron Young already with 9 sacks. Jared Verse, 4 sacks. I was saying this early, Jeff. They have more sacks between them than 6 entire NFL teams. And they have 26 team sacks, 2nd in the NFL. So welcome, Tyler Shuck, on your first start. You're going against a team that can rush the passer.
Yeah, and we've seen this defense. Kellen Moore has seen this defense.
Yeah.
The Eagles actually faced them twice last year, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. They won both of those games, the Eagles did, and the Saints obviously practiced against the Rams. You were out there for that one. So there is some idea of what they're going to do. And, Brandon Staley obviously coached with Sean McVay. There's a lot of familiarity. It's not going to catch anyone by surprise. But, I do think it's going to be, it's funny. We're going to put Tyler Shuck out there, and you're going to see him play. And it's going to look very similar to the Spencer Rattler offense. I think what people need to understand is he's not going to go out there and do anything crazy that you haven't been seeing. It's just he's going to run the same offense, and you're going to see if he can execute it a little better. I do think that he gets the ball out of his hands on target a lot more often, and that's something that when you watch Spencer play, it could irk you at times, because in these big moments, you would see the balls left behind the receivers, and that's not to say Tyler's never going to throw a bad pass, but I do think the accuracy for him is going to be a little bit improved, especially as he gets more reps with receivers. There was a couple throws in that game. There was a couple deep balls in that game that, you know, you watch it happen in the game and you're just like, ah, man, if he had a week of practice with Rashid Shaheed, does he hit that? Probably. You know, he hasn't thrown a pass to the guy since training camp. So I'm hopeful that, you know, as you get reps, as you get him out there, he'll look better. But I do think that he's obviously a very mature guy, right? He's 26 years old.
Right.
One of the reasons they brought him in was they felt like he was going to come in and be ready to play right away. So I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed. When you hear him talk, you don't feel like you're talking to like a kid up there. You know, you feel like he has a good head on his shoulders. And I think that's why they felt confident in bringing him in. That's why they feel confident starting him in what I would say is a pretty difficult environment.
You know, Jeff, I think it's going to be a challenge for our defense, considering...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Nacua, it seems like he's always, especially that last game, I remember the success that he had. He had 180 scrimmage yards. I think it was maybe a jet sweep. He ran for 16 and 164 yards receiving. And then you add the likes of Davante Adams. And I'm looking at Kyren Williams. He's trying to, the last two games against the Saints, he's had 100 rushing yards. And, you know, Coach McVay and Matthew Stafford, they want to utilize play action. So it'd be a big challenge for our defense. And now, this is interesting. Kyren Williams, now you might say it's not 100, but 50-plus scrimmage yards. That means he's available so you can hold him accountable. Has 50-plus scrimmage yards in 35 straight games. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. So that means he's available and he's producing. So whether it's a receiver, running back, or a quarterback, our defense will be challenged, to say the least. And I think Matthew Stafford, out of all the quarterbacks the Saints are going to face this season, I think he's the best. He can still spin it. Even though he's up in age, even though he's 30, maybe I'm just taking up for the old guy, he's 37. But I think it's a big challenge for our defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to operate at a high level from the quarterback position, right? And one of the things that Brandon Staley's defense relies on is kind of deception and not tricking the quarterback, but making him maybe take an extra beat. You run a lot of disguises, and that's the type of stuff that against a Jackson Dart, you're going to be able to fool him a little bit more than Matt Stafford has seen everything once, twice, five times over. Like, you're not going to be able to fool him the way you might be able to some other guys. But I always, when I watch Puka Nacua play, I always go back. I remember it was not this past season we played him, but 2 years ago, Ike Yadam, when he was here for the first time, I remember talking to him after the game, and I was like, what makes Puka Nacua so tough to cover? Because, I mean, I think he went off for more than 100 yards in that game, and
right. He
basically was like, it's like tackling a running back. Like, he gets the ball out on the perimeter of the field, and then you have to take him down, and it's like trying to tackle, you know, a big, strong running back, and he just runs through people. And he's also incredibly athletic. He makes diving catches. He makes crazy catches. that you would not expect for a guy of his size. And, you know, it's just, he's just one of those players that you enjoy watching because he just plays so hard every play. And then, yeah, you have Davante Adams, who we've all seen Davante Adams. It's a good football team. It's going to be a tough matchup. Like when the Bills that they went up there and they faced him and it was like a 16-point spread. I feel like this is a better offense than the Bills. The quarterback might not be as good, but like the offense from top to bottom, I think this is one of the best offenses in the NFL.
Jeff, speaking of offenses, I'm looking at the initial injury report coming out, and there's a lot of offensive players for the Black and Gold listed.
There is, but they all play. They all practiced, so that's a good sign. You know, there's no one missed Wednesday's practice yet. Alvin Kamara still dealing with that ankle. Then Devin Neal has an ankle issue as well. Rashid Shaheed with a hip. Alante Taylor with a shoulder. All four of those guys were limited. If you recall, in the second half against the Bucks, both Rashid and Alante came out with injuries, but they did go back in the game. So, you know, the fact that they're already out there practice on Wednesday is a good sign. It's not a concern. And then Juwan Johnson, Chris Olave. Juwan is dealing with a neck issue. Chris is dealing with an ankle issue. Both guys were full participants. These are injuries that go back a couple weeks ago. So it's not – I don't think they're going to have a single player listed as out for the second week in a row, which, you know, it's
we can't use that as an excuse. We can't use that as an excuse. You know, like the 49ers were ever like, oh, well, last year the Saints were so beat up. Oh, well, that's – no, you know, we lost McCoy. We lost the quarterback and offensive line. But we've been relatively healthy. We cannot use that as an excuse.
No, and I mean, that's almost frustrating when you think about, you know, okay, what would last year have been if you could have kept guys on the field? This year you are keeping everyone on the field, or at least a majority. Obviously, you got the guys on IR, but you're not able to turn that into wins. But I do think it's a positive thing in the sense that you changed your strength and conditioning program. You know, that's going to be something you continue to do. So I think it is some positive returns on that. And ideally, as you go forward, hopefully you can continue to do what you've been doing and have that yield positive results. And eventually it will turn into wins, I hope.
Well, Jeff, speaking of continuing doing what you've been doing, boy, since the Giants game, how about we protect the football? All of a sudden, you're feeling good about yourself. Man, oh, look, we plus 5 in the turnover margin. That's winning football. Was 4th best. Well, all of a sudden, now we're like -2. And wasn't that long ago?
Back-to-back games of 4 turnovers.
So we had, I think I wrote in my notes last week, like 8 turnovers in 7 quarters.
Correct, yeah.
Well, we can't do that. I mean, we got to somehow be on the plus side against the Rams to have a chance. You know, if you -1, or like -2, we might get blown out. But let's say even -1, they're probably going to cover. We need to be opportunistic. And like we did at the beginning, we're shucking our protective football. And that's receivers, running backs, don't fumble. You know, obviously the quarterback protecting the ball. If hit you in the chest, catch it. You know, but don't let Antoine Winfield. How about he just look at Chris Olave. I'm just going to take that ball away from you. You get hit right in the – I'm like, what? Come on. You got to be strong. So that obviously – and then we need to be opportunistic and take it away with Stafford. So, I mean, that's the formula. The only formula I can come up with, Jeff, for us to have a chance to be in it and pull off an upset.
Plus one at least.
Yeah, the ball got to bounce our way or we got to take it away and protect it.
Yeah, and the interceptions are one thing. You know, you can say, hey, the quarterback's got to make better decisions. It's the punch-outs that I think are really concerning.
Yes.
And I think you saw the Bucs be very aggressive. And I asked Kellen after the game, and I asked him again today, like, so did you see them be extra aggressive? Do you think it's kind of a trend? And he said, yeah, like once you have that put on tape where teams go into a game being like, this team likes to put the ball on the ground, suddenly that's something they're focused on, right? And so you have to be extra conscious of it because they're constantly going to be coming in, punching at the ball. And here's the thing. The Saints could have had 6 turnovers in that game. They narrowly missed one by Alvin Kamara late in the first half. Like, he was ruled down. And then they had another one where Rashid Shaheed almost had a second fumble. They ended up calling it an incomplete pass. And so, I mean, that just can't happen, right? Like, you have to take advantage of what's in front of you. This is not a team that can afford to turn the ball over like that, especially, you know, and the Chris Olave one's extra frustrating because it's like, hey, our rookie quarterback is out there making a good throw on 3rd down.
Right.
And our star receiver is turning that not only into an incompletion, into a turnover. Like, that can't happen. So, you know, it is a focus for them this week. But, I mean, all that goes to say, like, the players on the field have to take that to heart and, you know, be stronger with the ball. Right?
Yes.
And it's not the first time. You know, the 49ers game, you go back, what really swung the momentum in that game. It was an Alvin Kamara fumble as they went in for a potential go-ahead score. You look at the Patriots game. It was a Juwan Johnson fumble as they drive the field trying to have a go-ahead touchdown. Like, those are the type of plays that lose you games. It's definitely something they have to sort out.
You know, Jeff, I'm not too confident about this either. You know, you got to score to win. And we only scored 3 points. And then I'm looking. Okay, now we're averaging 16 points a game, which is 29th in the league. And then the scoring offense. Then you look scoring defense, the Rams are giving up 16.5, so which is third best. So it's
so
like,
you mean we can get 16 at least then?
No, that's what I'm saying. So, but come on, I think we have to have at least 20. I mean, I don't to beat the Rams
for sure.
I don't see like us beating the Rams. For instance, let's say we do get 16. That's what we averaging, and they're only giving up 16 or 17.
Right, it's not a 16-13 game.
17-13 or something. I don't see us holding the Rams to 13 points.
No, well, you know, it's. I always look for stuff like this because I like to point out like first and 32 stats, and by that I mean what are the Saints last in, and what are their opponents first in? Well, the Saints are dead last, 32nd in the league in explosive plays of passing plays of 20 plus yards or more. The Rams are first, even after even having a bye week, they're first. They have 30.
Whoa.
In 7 games. So the Saints have an extra game.
Bobby's face just dropped because of that, Jeff.
That one thing right there, just remember that Houdat Nation. You know, you want those chunk explosive plays. Jeff just laid it out for you. The Rams do their best in the league, and we do it worse. I mean, so.
That's not what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate the time, Jeff. Well, I know you got the initial practice report up online at WWL.com. What else you working on, man?
Yeah, I got a podcast that's going to post in a few minutes breaking down the injury report. Also, in the process of going through Tyler Shuck, the rookie quarterback, talk today. So there's a lot of comments from him, Kellen Moore. So we'll have a story on that pretty shortly.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Black and Gold podcast, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, y'all.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and WWL's digital content producer, giving us an update from Saints practice. We shall take a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.